bad day at the office, mate.
Yeah, very poor. See, the goals we lose to start with, set plays. I say it's been a bit of a bugbear. Obviously, been suffered with him before, so we spoke about it prior to the match, and I think that was the more disappointing thing, because we knew exactly what was going to happen, and one of your players doesn't do his job well, and obviously it costs us dearly. So then it gets you on the back foot, then the next one, I think Dennis has got to do better. It's travelled a long distance, maybe the goalkeeper will say no, but then again the defender does the wrong job, he goes and gets caught up in the muddle, and you end up losing your player. So when you lose individual goals, I mean, hadn't started well anyway, so the bottom line is when you lose goals on top of that at important times, it's very, very difficult. After that, against a good side, and no, great credit to Thistle, you know, they played the game really well and thoroughly deserved the victory.
Gave
Thistle
a chance to get tabled up a bit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Listen, if you go 2-0 up and you're playing really well and you get them at goals out of nothing, of course it gives you confidence, you know, because there was nothing in the game, and we hadn't started well, but there was still nothing in the game. I felt we were a bit slow in our passing, you know, and once we do that, it allows opposition to get near you, as I say. But the biggest thing was, we weren't aggressive enough in everything we'd done, you know, we weren't competitive enough. And as I said to you, it's all right having good footballers, but you've got to be able to go, and when the opposition's got the ball, you've got to go and take it off them. It's fair play to Thistle, they've done that, you know, and we didn't do it well enough. But we looked lethargic and everything we'd done, you know. And say, the second half, we started the first 5 minutes, is exactly what we're all about. We'd get one shot and cross in, and all of a sudden you get another one in, and all of a sudden you've had about, I think, six crosses within the first 5-10 minutes of the second half. I think it'd be two in the first half. So the bottom line is you've got to play with intensity. It's your home game, you know. You've got to set the tone of the game, and we just didn't do that. And I know, as I say, I know we obviously give the set play away, but it's to give that the way we did and start and put you on the back foot makes it really, really difficult. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, that doesn't, the players are well aware, obviously, the new investors are here, and fantastic to see them, because we know they've had a difficult time to get over here. Obviously we'd love to give them something else to enjoy, you know, but no, we're delighted to see them. It's a big part of the club moving forward, hopefully. But the bottom line is, we know everything else, everybody, make everybody happy if you get results on the pitch. It doesn't matter what you do, if you've got the shop and you're selling jerseys, it's all about how the team play and how the team win games of football. So we're no stupid at that, so we have to get the performances right on the pitch. And as I say, last week, as I say, the first half I was disappointed. Today, full game, as I say, it's partly the second half we were okay, just okay, that was all I would say in that. So the two league performances have not been up to the standard that we showed in the cup, so that's been disappointing.
Dennis had a couple of nervous moments after the second goal. Is there much you can say to him in there?
No, listen, I think goalkeeping's like that, but if you're not defending right in front of you, it leaves you a little bit vulnerable. So I'm very much aware of that, you know. And as I say, obviously he needs games, he needs, we know that he's been without a lot of games, and during the cup competition I've flipped him and Fawn, which is important. But the bottom line is, everybody knows they've got to perform, you know, everybody's got to perform, not just then. We shouldn't be giving the corners away in the first place, because it was two bad decisions, and then we made bad decisions defensively on picking their men up. So at the end of the day, you can, goalkeeper's no chance, he makes one error, he's done, you know. Players, but when you've spoke about it, that's more annoying than anything else. When you've spoke about it and you've pointed the problem that could arise, and you've pointed that out to them, and they still don't deal with it, that's more galling than anything else. But listen, I've got a proud group of boys, you know, who desperately do well. Gutted that they've let their fans down, because I think that's the most important thing. We want to get supporters back in, and we want them to come in, as I say, enjoy their football. They say, we all go back miserable tonight, and there's no getting away from that. It wasn't a good enough performance, you know. And as I say, you have to get back on the horse. That's football, you know. That's football. You get another opportunity around the corner. But I've said to everyone, every game in this division is so, so difficult. You know, there's a bit of paper between everyone, and you have to be at the top of your game every game if you want to get something from it. And if it's not playing well, you've got to make sure you're going to fight harder than anybody else, drive on yourself, and no give silly set plays and silly goals away. And unfortunately, we had a combination of all of that today. Not worried about next week yet. But worry about the night first.
A positive with Ryan Dowd coming back.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. You know, young Karen's been helping him really well since she came in and got him back on the training pitch. We did put the brakes on him a little bit because he was desperate to get back for pre-season. So Karen says, no, that wasn't the right thing to do. And she worked really hard with him, and we've had him in training just over maybe 10 days. He's been involved with us. Probably the last week, 4 or 5 days, he's been able to train to do the full training sessions with us. And I thought he deserved that opportunity. His attitude's been brilliant. He's a fantastic player, and we're delighted to have him back available again.
Yeah,
Okay, thanks very much.